What's up, guys? Welcome to PT Talks. I'm your host, Matt Vine, personal trainer and online fitness coach. I've been a part of the fitness industry for nearly 10 years now, and I want to share my experiences with you. Here, you're going to learn everything when it comes to health and fitness. Yes, even the bad parts. Whether your goal is to lose weight and burn fat or to gain muscle and bulk up, we are going to talk about it all. So get ready and welcome to PT Talks. Let's go. Yo, what is up, everybody? Welcome to PT Talks. Let me know what you guys think of the intro. I've been working on that a little bit, trying to figure out what music fits with it, but I'm not too sure yet, but I kind of like it. So let me know what you guys think. And if you reckon I should keep it, amazing. If you think I should get rid of it, let me know. But today, guys, we've got some exciting things to talk about. Things have been kicking off. First things first, I hope everybody's been having a wicked week so far. Hopefully when you guys hear this podcast, it'll be Wednesday. So we're on the hump, hump day, hashtag hump day. So I hope everybody's getting over that hump today, and let's get straight on with the podcast, guys. There's been so much exciting things happening with Pro Fitness, and I can't wait to tell you guys all about it. But obviously today we are going to be talking about weight loss. Shock horror. Specifically, I was going to talk about the top five weight loss mistakes, but I've changed my mind. I'm going to talk about the top six weight loss mistakes that I see so many people doing, and it frustrates the living shit out of me. So I guess we'll delve straight into it and go from there, guys. Again, if you are looking to lose weight or gain muscle, guys, this podcast channel is for you, okay? Today we are specifically talking about weight loss, okay? So if you are looking to lose weight in 2020, then definitely stay tuned. If you are looking to bulk up, still stay on this channel, still stay and listen to this episode because it's going to be a good one. All right. So the top six weight loss mistakes that I see every day with different clients, with people that I know, with other personal trainers. Okay. So let's delve straight into it, guys. So mistake number one, doing too much cardio at the beginning and having nowhere to go. It's pretty simple. But basically, let's delve into it a little bit more. So I see this all the time. People getting ready, 2020, it's a new year, new me. Right, I'm going to start a new program. I'm going to get straight back into the gym. I'm going to start doing cardio. I'm going to get my diet going. I have no idea how much. So let's just go full blast for the, you know, let's go full in. 5 days, 6 days, 7 days a week. Half an hour, 45 minutes of absolute HIIT training, sprints, cardio. The lot. And I guarantee within a week or two, they've given up just because they've absolutely taxed everything that they've got. So this is a massive mistake that I see a lot, is that people start doing too much cardio at the beginning of their programs, which is an absolute no-no, guys. The whole point of losing weight or starting a new program is to start with the absolute minimum. Because at the end of the day, nobody enjoys doing hours and hours of cardio per week. It's just simply not one of those things that anybody, unless you're a marathon runner, decides, oh yeah, I'm going to go do 2 hours of running today and hopefully I'll survive. It just doesn't work that way. So, and I always find that this happens at the beginning. I've had clients in the past that have gone, oh yeah, I'm going to do six days of cardio a week at the moment. Okay, how many minutes? About 45 minutes, way too much. Okay, one, your body's going to plateau big time, okay? And then you're going to have nowhere to go. And that's what I mean by people do too much cardio at the beginning and have nowhere to go. Because if your body plateaus on 6 days of cardio of an hour each time, what on earth are you going to do then? If your body's used to that, okay, let's bump it up to 7 days a week and let's do an hour and 10 minutes. Okay, now let's do an hour and 20 minutes, hour and 30 minutes. How much time do you have in the day? Especially if you're working a 9-to-5, 9-to-6, 9-to-7 job. You just don't have the time for that kind of stuff. So this is a massive thing and a massive area that needs to be sorted. So I would always start with the bare minimum. Okay, so when we're saying bare minimum, I'm saying, okay, so if I've got a client that's doing LISS cardio, light intensity cardio, right? I would say, okay, I'm gonna put you on the stepper for 20 minutes max, 3 times a week max, okay? If you can only get into the gym twice a week, then 2 times a week, we're gonna get you on the treadmill for 20 minutes, okay? That is the bare minimum. Again, if you only have a short space of time, okay, cool, let's get you doing bike sprints for 15 minutes, okay? You got 10 rounds, 15 minutes, off you go. 15 minutes max, okay? And that's included with a workout, with a weight training workout, all right? So definitely one thing to watch is doing too much cardio at the beginning and having nowhere to go, guys. All right, massive mistake number one. Mistake number two, and this pretty much goes along with the cardio side, is too low calories too soon, okay? Nutrition is such a huge part of any program, any training program, any weight loss, any bulking program. Nutrition is number one, okay? It's 80% of any good training program, okay? And I see this a lot of the time as well. People panic. They don't obviously know what their BMI is, you know, how many calories their body can actually hold and take throughout the day, included, you know, including any activities, workouts, training, anything like that. So they kind of guess, and a lot of the time people will overshoot, but a lot of the time as well, I'd say about 50% of the time, people will go too low because they think that that's the best thing to do when you're trying to lose weight. So I'm gonna like only have one meal in the day and that should be fine, and then I'll go and train, and then I'll go do my 2 hours of cardio, and everything's going to be all right. But exactly the same thing as the cardio, your body is going to get used to that. Your body doesn't want to lose weight. You have to understand that your body is constantly fighting you when it comes to a caloric deficit, okay? Being in a caloric, I'm getting all confused now. So being in a caloric deficit basically means you are eating less calories than you are burning throughout the day, okay? Now, if you are eating, say, 1,000 calories, this is obviously just being extreme. If you are eating 1,000 calories a day, your body is going to want to adapt to 1,000 calories a day, just like your body would adapt to you doing 2 hours of cardio a day, because it's not used to you doing that. It doesn't like it, so it wants to adapt so that it doesn't feel taxed afterwards. Exactly the same with calories. If you're eating 1,000 calories a day, your body's going to get used to that, and it's going to get used to it fast. I would say your body adapts to things within 4 weeks, okay? That's the golden rule I always say is, you know, when you're doing a training program, your body tends to really try and focus and adapt within 4 to 5 weeks. So, and that goes for your nutrition and your calories as well. So if you're eating 1,000 calories, it's going to adapt to 1,000 calories. So therefore, you're going to stop losing weight. So what do you have to do next? You've got to lower your calories even more. Can you imagine eating less than 1,000 calories a day? Anybody that I know would kick me in the face if I said, cool, we're going to put you on 800 calories per day now. I'd kick myself in the face if I gave myself 800 calories a day. But again, that's obviously an extreme measure. So you always want to start at about your midpoint, okay? Where you would normally find your mid-range, where you're not losing weight, but you're not gaining weight, okay, guys? And that, from that point, then you can start lowering calories. So a good way to sort of work this out is obviously find out what your maintenance calories are, and then from there, subtract around 300 to 500 calories, okay, and see what happens. If you're losing weight, amazing, you're in a good place. If you're still not losing weight, if it's still stagnant, then obviously your maintenance is still a bit high, so bring it down a little bit more, and I would say between 100 to 200 calories, okay? But again, roughly speaking, if you're looking at an average guy, they're probably around the 2,500 mark, so you take 500 away, that's 2,000 calories. That's plenty of calories to begin with for a weight loss program, and vice versa for the ladies as well. Exactly the same principles. But don't start your calories too low, otherwise you're going to screw yourself over in the long run, okay? You want to be eating as much as you can and doing as little as possible and still getting the results you want. That's the whole point of a good program, all right, guys? Unless, obviously, you enjoy doing more activity, which, again, is totally fine. It's only going to add to the results. So that's mistake number two. Mistake number three. Every day counts, guys. That's including weekends. Every day counts, including weekends. You get so many of these, I'm going to call them 9-to-5s, where they will diet and they will train from Monday to Friday, and then at the weekends, all hell breaks loose. It's like they've totally forgotten what they were doing, what their goals were, how to train, how to diet Saturday and Sunday. And then they totally screw everything up for the week following, okay? So, you know, you could easily eat yourself out of your deficit at the weekend if you're going out binging on food, binging on takeaways, drinking a shit ton of alcohol, which we'll come to in a bit. And you can really do some damage if you're not careful. So every day counts, guys. You should be focused on your goals every single day, Monday to Sunday, and then repeat. So remember that, guys. That's a huge one that I see so much, okay? Now, that doesn't mean that, say, on a Sunday, you can't, if you're hitting your results and you're hitting each part of your program well, that doesn't mean, like, on a Sunday, you might not be able to go for a cheat meal. It all depends on what your coach has said or how you're doing on your program. So you might be able to go out for a cheat meal on a Sunday, but again, you're unlikely to do that much damage unless literally you decide to go for the 20,000 calorie challenge in one meal. You're probably not going to do too much damage. You might hold onto a little bit of water weight the next day, but give it a day or two and that'll be gone really quickly. So don't worry about that. But again, guys, every day counts, and that's including weekends, okay? So that's mistake number three. Mistake number four, alcohol equals calories, okay? Now, a lot of you are probably going to now go and switch this podcast off now because I've mentioned alcohol and you think I'm now going to say you can't drink. No, okay? Please, go out and have a great time, but make sure that you include alcohol into your day, okay? Obviously, think about it. Alcohol also equals calories. If you think about a rum and Coke, you're looking at around 110 calories just for that one small shot of rum and a Diet Coke or a normal Coke. You're looking at about 7 calories for alcohol, per gram of alcohol. Which again is quite a lot. It's only second to fat, which is 9 calories per gram of fat. So yeah, you just have to think about it in that way. And again, you should be able to go out for a drink, guys, but you just need to think about the day ahead, okay? And I actually spoke about this in one of my podcasts, my podcast just before this one, episode 2, where Jason Momoa, he likes Guinness, so again, he will incorporate Guinness into his diet for the day. So he'll eat some carbs in the mornings, and then he won't eat any carbs in the evening, but instead he'll supplement in Guinness for that because he enjoys a Guinness in the evening. So again, guys, you can create a good program or be a part of a good program where you are able to go out and enjoy yourself and go out for a few drinks with the guys, but then you just need to make sure that, one, your activity levels are obviously higher for that day. Two, you maybe bring your calories down for the day in terms of food quantity. So again, maybe eating more in the mornings and then eating less carbohydrates in the evenings. Keep your proteins nice and high, load up on the veg, and then obviously you can have a few drinks. Or if you're going on a night out, for example, stay away from the food, okay? Go out, have a few drinks, have a good time, have a dance, but stay away from the kebabs, the pizzas, all that kind of stuff, because you are just going to screw yourself over for the next day, and then you're going to feel sluggish and shit the next morning, and then you're going to have screwed up your plan, you're going to feel bad, you might end up binging again because you think, oh, bugger it, well, that's it now, I've screwed it up, so there's my Sunday, might as well have another pizza or a burger or something like that. So just remember, guys, alcohol equals calories, all right? So that's mistake number four, I believe. Mistake number five, Is nail the basics before you overcomplicate things. Okay, what I mean by that is so many people overcomplicate their programs, their diets, thinking that they need to do these elaborate different keto intermittent fasting diets and, you know, don't eat vegetables, don't eat carbohydrates after 2 o'clock, and their training needs to be giant sets, drop sets, pause sets, all that kind of stuff. You know, they need to get every supplement under the sun. But that's not the case, guys. When you're starting out, when you're starting a new program, concentrate on the basics, okay? Get a good, easy training program that you can easily follow, that's going to be able to incorporate your lifestyle, okay? If you can only train 3 times a week, then you should work on a program that has 3 days of good, solid training in it, keeping it basic with simple exercises, okay? Because I guarantee that you're going to feel it the next day no matter what if you're putting the effort in. Again, that goes for your diet as well, guys. Maybe keep it even simpler. Work on one thing. If you've never done a program before, then how on earth are you meant to take diet plans, training plans, supplement guidance, steps, all of this into account? It's going to be a lot for you to take in. So I would always suggest maybe concentrate on one thing at a time. So if you are struggling to get in training, focus on your training, okay? Focus on the weaker points. So let's take training and let's get those 3 days of training in first, okay? When you've got that going, okay, now let's implement the diet into things, okay? And then as you go along, it's going to get easier and easier to start putting the pieces together, all right? So again, focus on the basics. Nail the basics before complicating things, okay? And I guarantee you, you will see amazing results no matter what, okay, guys? Even if you were to take the training out and focus on the nutrition to begin with, because again, this is a huge part that people struggle with. So again, if you know, the training thing, you've kind of got that under wraps and it's nothing, you know, you've still got a bit to do with it, but again, pull back, focus on the diet, get the diet right, because I guarantee that you are going to lose more weight if you nail that diet, okay? And that's mistake number 5. And again, I see that a lot of the time. Now, the last mistake is that a lot of people think that supplements are the answer. Okay. Now, supplements can help, but they are no answer. Okay. Training and nutrition, that is the answer. If you are going to achieve your goals, again, whether this is to lose weight or to burn or to gain muscle, supplements aren't the answer, training and nutrition are. Okay, if you can get those two areas right, you are going to be fine. Supplements are not going to help in the long run, okay? Things like a multivitamin, things like vitamin C, again, obviously are going to benefit more of your health. And again, get in the vitamins that you need because you're maybe not eating those particular minerals and vitamins, which is totally fine. But things like fat burners or even BCAAs, L-carnitine, L-glutamine, those kind of things you don't need, okay? If you're an athlete, it might be a different scenario, but again, this isn't focused on the athlete. This is focused on the 9-to-5 office worker who is struggling to even just get into the gym, who has no idea what to do in terms of food, okay? Supplements should be the last thing on your mind, all right? So if you're getting thrown 20 million different supplements, I would possibly look at a new trainer, if I'm honest. Or again, you'll get a lot of people that try and sell all of these different supplements. You really don't need them, guys. Literally, I was having this conversation with Nicola the other day that for me, I believe that creatine is probably the only supplement that is beneficial because it's been scientifically tested that creatine does actually work properly. But again, guys, that's obviously just my opinion. I am no doctor, so I can't really say much on the supplement side of things apart from what I've experienced on the supplements that I've taken, but these are supplements that I've chosen to take. But again, that's because I've been training for over 10 years now, so I have the experience for that. But for somebody who is just starting out, or even somebody who's only had about a year or two's experience in the gym and training, getting to where they need to be, supplements aren't the answer, okay, guys? Your nutrition and training is. So guys, that's six massive mistakes that I see all the time for weight loss. All right, you don't need to be worrying about cardio. You don't need to be worrying about how low your calories are. You don't need to be worrying about how much alcohol you're drinking. Well, you should be thinking about how much alcohol you're drinking because it counts. Every day should count, and that's including weekends, okay, guys? Don't think supplements are the answers, guys, and nail the basics, okay? Don't overcomplicate things, all right? Keep it simple. I promise you, if you keep it simple, you're gonna stay on this program for a hell of a lot longer than you think, guys. So that's it from me today, guys. I hope this has helped you. I've really been enjoying this so far, guys, so we're gonna keep this going. Again, guys, please go follow me on my social media accounts. Instagram is Matt Vine Official, and then obviously you've got me on the podcast here. You've also got my Facebook page, the Pro Fitness Coaching Facebook page, which we're always posting daily transformations on, guys. We've obviously got our online coaching here as well, guys. So if you're interested, then definitely get in touch, guys. But please leave a review, follow the journey, guys. Leave a star rating. It always helps the channel. And I will speak to you all very soon. Thanks again, guys.